Games are intended for young children, so they perform as intended. But they point to a broader principle, that the answer to the question, what do I do on my turn, is equally important as the answer to the question, what is the game about, when determining the degree of engagement a game will create. If we think of a game's setting as analogous to a car's appearance, the game mechanics are akin to the car's engine, and pressing the analogy, the fuel supplied to the engine would be the player decisions. A good car needs both. Just as not everyone wishes to drive the same kind of car, so too there is no universal answer to what a player will consider a compelling answer to the question, what do I do on my turn? But knowing that this is a question we have to answer in a satisfying way guides us toward the right problem. Mechanics are the means by which the players actually interact with the game, the mechanic used in this game. Thus, mechanics form the practical answer to the question, what do I actually do in the game? Perhaps in a particular game, at a thematic level, you build buildings, sell wares, and collect income. The build, sell, and income mechanics describe the nuts and bolts of how you actually do those things in the specific context of this game, given the particular set of manipulatives the game utilizes, and that connect well with the game's story or setting. Because many mechanics have similar clusters of operations, it is convenient to group them together into general categories. Thus, we can speak of an auction game or a game with a role selection mechanic, even though there are many different forms these mechanics can each take. I like bidding games, and I don't like the bidding mechanic in Ra, are not contradictory statements. Games that share a particular mechanic often implement that mechanic differently, but it's nonetheless useful to have a general sense of what a mechanic entails. The remainder of this chapter contains an alphabetized list of some of the most familiar mechanical categories. It will be useful for the rest of the book to have this list so as to have defined our terms, but it should not be assumed that this list exhaustively captures the extent of the possible.